This is Tom Rowe with the weekend news for WGXC. You can go to WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Timothy Knight and the Watershed Post reports that the Town of Schoharie board members voted to reject a settlement with the Cobleskill Stone Products, the town's August 10th meeting. The mining company first sued the town in 2005 after the town adopted zoning laws prohibiting the expansion of the quarry. The settlement would have given the town $500,000 but allowed the expansion of the mining operations. Matt Brisley, Floyd Guernsey III, and Alan Tavener voted not to settle, and James Schultz voted for the agreement. Read the full story in the Watershed Post. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that convicted felon and serial scofflaw Salvatore Cascino did not comply with court orders and was given yet another chance. Quote, Cascino, 76, of Larchmont in Westchester County, has been racking up violations of federal, state, and town laws for the past 18 years for illegal dumping, building, and excavating on his property along the east side of State Route 22, unquote, in Copaic, Valden writes. On August 8th, before acting Supreme Court Judge Jonathan Nichols, Cascino was an hour late, missing required documentation, and his own attorney questioned the validity of Cascino's receipts that claimed that he hauled away the waste in question as ordered. Cascino was found guilty of criminal and civil contempt in February, with the judge ordering 60 days in the Columbia County Jail that he pay fines and fix some of the ecological messes on his property. The judge ordered a hearing for 9 a.m. August 26 this time. Quote, I can't believe there is a question in anyone's mind that I won't incarcerate for not complying. Make no mistake, that is a large and real possibility, unquote, the judge said as he was letting Cascino go again. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. John Mason, Greg Hudson, and Daniel Zuckerman in the Register Star poll local Republican officials and cannot find one to say outright that they are supporting presidential candidate Donald Trump. Assemblyman Pete Lopez, who represents the 102nd District, including parts of Ulster, Greene, and Schoharie counties, said August 10th, quote, I haven't endorsed anyone. I'm a registered Republican. Trump is a Republican candidate. What I'm waiting for is both candidates to focus on the needs and issues of the people first and put their bantering aside. What are their plans for the country? That's what the people are interested in, unquote. Congressperson Chris Gibson from Kinderhook said July 18th he plans to vote, quote, for a Republican, unquote. John Faso, the Republican running for Gibson's seat, did refer to Trump as, quote, our candidate, unquote, saying, quote, if I had any advice for our candidate, he should focus on jobs, the economy, and national security. That's what voters care about, unquote. State Senators Kathy Marchione and George Amador, Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin, Columbia County Republican Chairman Greg Fingar, and Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Morrell all did not return the Register Star's call for comment on their endorsements. Read the full story in the Register Star. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC.